This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jason Parrott.
Jason is filling in for Jasmine Crichton today. And Jasmine and Will and I have talked a number of times in recent months about some of the issues we've had trying to get information from Western Illinois University and from local governments in general in Western Illinois. Jason, you cover Southeast Iowa and Northeast Missouri, and you run into issues there, too, including recently in Hannibal, Missouri, where you got kicked out of a library for talking politics.
Yeah, it was an interesting situation. I've been going around talking with candidates, and I had a candidate running for state senate in Missouri who was from Hannibal. So I drove over to Hannibal, and I thought, you know what? I go to the Burlington Library. I go to the Fort Madison, the Donelson Library. They let me use their facilities to do interviews. And so I went inside, and I said, hey, do you mind if I interview somebody here for an interview? And they said, oh, that's no problem. You can use the children's reading room. School was in session, so no one was using it. And we were about 5 minutes into the interview, and all of a sudden two staff members came up and said, you can't do this here. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, you can't talk politics in the library, to the point where they asked us to leave the library. We could not finish the interview. We had to actually go out onto the street and sit on a bench to finish our interview because – I did not know anywhere else to go in Hannibal to finish the interview, so we just sat on a bench and finished talking.
It just seems weird. A library, a source of so much free and open information, would be a place where you're not allowed to talk politics?
Absolutely. This seems rather asinine. I'd be curious if they, someone owed up to why they held you against that.
And that's exactly what happened. I finally had a chance to reach out to the library director, and I just said, is this a rule? Is it a rule to not be allowed to talk politics in your library? And she was very apologetic in the email. She said, yes, there was a misinterpretation of the rules. She said, in one regard, I probably shouldn't even have been allowed to come in because I did not have prior permission to record. But she said the reason that they wanted me to stop the interview was because I was being too loud and affecting the work of one of the other workers there. She said in the email, it was not due to you talking politics. They were wrong in stating that. So at least that made me feel a little better because I was really caught off guard. I even had librarians that I knew from Southeast Iowa saying, how is that possible? You come here to our facilities all the time to do interviews. And she said that it was a misunderstanding, that it was not about the topic. It was because we were having a discussion in an area. They didn't have a private room available. And even though we were in a section of the library that no one else was in, it was still bothering somebody who was working there for the volume, not the content.
Well, I think this goes to show how we've often read about and hear about how divisive this country is. And I think when people hear something and within earshot that they don't agree with, they seem compelled to respond, which they should be able to, but they shouldn't be able to keep you from in a place where you should have access to discuss these things and where they even store information in books or magazine or newspaper articles about these different arguments from keeping a reporter to do that. And when I hear this story, it just reminds me of when I was a daily newspaper reporter and where I knew where I could and could not go. And if I wanted to gain access to go inside of a place, of course, I would ask and I would let them know what mm-hmm. I was my intentions were, and that my intentions were to publish and my intentions were to ask people their opinions. Especially when I was a business and economics and consumer reporter doing a lot of man on the street kind of stuff. And one safe place for me was always the post office. Mm-hmm. It was just a tried and true place. And I usually would do it not necessarily in the post office, but on the sidewalk. And I know once in a while, maybe a postmaster might come out and ask me what I was doing. And I would say, well, I'm with this news organization and I'm trying to just get some feedback from folks. But I am on public property here on the sidewalk. And so folks would kind of question, what's this, nosy reporter up to? And I think that's the world that we're up against, Jason, is just these days where we're going to have people that are going to be a little suspicious about what we're doing, even when we're in our right to do it.
Yeah, it kind of took me aback. I had mm-hmm. not run into that. And I even went and posted on Facebook asking some of my reporter friends that are in the Missouri area, is this a Missouri rule? Because one of the things they said, I mentioned during the discussion, I interview candidates all the time in Southeast Iowa libraries. And they said, well, you're in Missouri. So my first thought is, oh, maybe Missouri has a rule. So I posted on Facebook and no one had ever ran into that before. But apparently it was the misunderstanding. So I was fine with that. It had me reading the bylaws of the Hannibal Library on their website for a while to figure out if I was missing something. But that at least made a little bit more sense as to the reasoning.
And I'm certainly happy for you that you got that fascinating opportunity to read the Hannibal Library bylaws. And we should explain for our listeners perhaps that you don't really have a studio in Southeast Iowa, and you cover a wide area, Jason, which is why you a lot of times go out to other communities to make it a little easier for candidates, because you can get maybe a couple candidates when you go someplace and get some, you know, city stories, different things that you do.
Absolutely. There was one day I booked a private room in the Burlington Library for the entire day. And I believe I had 7 city council candidates that I just said, hey, can you be here for this 20 minutes? And then you be here for this 30 minutes. And we were able to just use that facility the whole day. It's kind of, I joke, it's one of the many bureaus I have in Southeast Iowa because of it is just more convenient. I can go to Burlington and do multiple interviews at one time. And so a library is the great place for me to go and just say, hey, can I just block out this whole stretch, utilize it, and just have the candidates come in throughout the day? And so that's how I ended up in Hannibal. Is I thought the candidate said, hey, is there any way you can come to me? I said, yeah, I can do that. That's fine. We didn't really know a place to go. And I thought, oh, the library. That would be a great place to go, and we'll do a brief interview. So
yeah, and any journalist knows, you know, that's been trained and knows their job, has been on the job for a while. They know where they can go and where they can't. And sometimes when you have folks that are reluctant, that probably owe an explanation to the listening or the viewing public, the taxpayers, for example, sometimes when they won't return your calls, you've got to go to them. And sometimes you've got to knock on their doors, or you got to show up at their office, and you have to at least try to make the attempt to appeal to them.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.